hours a week. Twilight, the princess, the other dragons. But look at me now. I'm bigger than all of Canterlot. They have no idea what they've done. They have no idea. But I'll show them. I'll show them the Dragon King. I'm the nicest purple dragon, pull the wagon full of jewels until a bunch of creeps coming to get me, stagger bunch of fools. Don't you know I've got a magic hat full of all my tools, and it starts off a little bit of greed. Agreed, I'm good, just ask my rarity. She's my pride possession full of charity. Apparently there has been some disparity, but verily her parody is of unequivocal popularity. Sincerely, the two of us do make the perfect pair. It seems she's everything I've wanted in the mare or any pony. Of course I'm breaking boundaries, but we all know that baloney. I'm a dragon who can grow to be the size of 40 stories. What the hell's a pony got to do when the princesses below me's come and show me? It's like the diamond dogs, can just blow me. I'm the only dragon on the planet, and I won't stay lonely. All my homies can get burned by the phoenix birds that know me. Yeah, they owe me. I'm grown up now, it's time to go eat.
Can't stop now, I'm Spike the Dragon King. I can fit a damn village under my wing, and ain't nobody gon' fight with me. I'm a scaly monstrosity, no matter who I was before. I changed after walking out that door. Now I'm the embodiment of greed. I'm a scaly monstrosity.
Me and Twilight had a little bit of knife fight. Took a knife fight, but the blades that clashed were of the air type. The words they spit were cold, and I grew up pretty bold. Told that uppity little unicorn the tricks deserved the gold. She had sold out, there was nothing left for a girl who pulled out of every social interaction from hanging to Helona. She was magic, but nothing she did would be magical. It's tragic, but hell, she shut up, just like the little girl who hatched me. So scared and lonely, she needed patching. But actually, I just walked out, no one could catch me, or rather, no one tried, because I had it falling straight down the library ladder, getting sadder. And frankly, looking back, I was an ass just like Frankie. Yeah, pretty much matter of fact. And now lately, I think I'm spiraling into my past. Each memory collapses, I'm trashing pretty fast. I
can't stop now, I'm Spike the Dragon King. I could fit a damn village under my wing, and ain't nobody gonna fight with me. I'm a scaly monstrosity, no matter who I was before. I changed after walking out that door. Now I'm the embodiment of greed. I'm a scaly monstrosity.
I had left on a journey, cause I was yearning for a new life, a new hope. When I smelt the lava burning, there were reptiles, scaly and alienated, hostiles, my percentile of overly underrated lifestyles. And Garble and the gang were hanging within the woodpile, while burning vile smiles, no nothing that was worthwhile. Till they saw me, decided it best to try and claw me, but I wasn't in the mood, so I stood up and spit 'em body. Garble, you're a marble that I used to play while young, cause I'll flick you and you'll fly and crash until I come to pick you up again, just to set you down and go to town, beating on your face until you permanently frown. Stupid tiny dragons, don't you know of what I need? I'm a dragon too, and I only grow with lust and greed. But I guess they didn't tell you back there in the lava pit that a dragon's greed exceeds the fees of only earthly shit. Ever since I fought with mom or sis or damn whoever, I realize now that spitting flames is ultimately better. All I did before was stack a page upon a page, and now like every other memory, it'll fade away with age. I envy all the ponies who go do as they so please, cause honestly it's not the same for this purple and green. I lust for some control over my ever-changing goals, and it angers me to think that I am being undersold. Honestly, I do not see how I could not have seen it. Greed could be for anything as long as you will need it, cause now I've tasted power and the hour is arriving. This one's little dragon boy has started his conniving. My ideas are shining and sharp, just like a gemstone, equally as hard-boiled to crack. Just like my ethanol, I'm precariously preparing to parry a pen of parathieves, wary now when I strike back, the air is heavy. Rarity, I'm sorry that you're seeing me like this. I know the giant dragon thing ain't something that you miss, but I'm fed up with taking letters and getting no respect. I'm the Dragon King now, if you haven't heard of me yet.